You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, thank you for hanging out with the Dom and Jeremy show. Lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off. First one to get through here is Tosh. Hello, Tosh. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, you know what? Thanks, we'll be gentle. I promise you we'll be gentle, okay?
All right.
Because we want to make sure that you call back sometime. How long have you been listening to this show?
A couple years, if I'm honest, and I just never really have been in a position where I could call, and was at a stoplight, and I thought, you know, I'll take a chance, and it rang, and the guy picked up, and I thought, did I dial the wrong number?
No, here you are, buddy.
That's great.
You made it through.
Here you are.
Good job.
Yep.
So now I will warn you, you finally got through. Don't screw it up, Tosh, okay?
I know. The pressure's on. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually a little nervous.
Man, listen, I don't even want you to think about the over 1 million people who are listening to you right now.
So many, Tosh.
Put that out of your head.
So many.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney. So I do mostly tax work. So this is actually my busy season. And
I bet.
Was taking a little break to go meet with a friend for like a quick coffee. And I thought, you know, I'm on a break. I'm off the clock. I will, you know,
I like
take
it.
A chance and make a call. Yeah. So here we go.
I like it. How many times did you take the bar?
Once.
One and done.
He's all
Jeremy.
Nailed it. Dropped his pen. Walked out. Done. I got this.
Excellent. Where'd you go to law school?
I went to University of Colorado in Boulder.
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
He's a buff.
Yeah, it's funny. I had my youngest son while I was in law school, and my kids got to know the school well enough that they knew I had a locker. So when they would come visit me, they would just immediately come to where my classes were and knew my locker, and they would just kind of hang out.
Oh, my gosh. I thought for a minute you were going to say you put them in the locker while you were at class.
My brothers did that. My brothers did that.
That's excellent.
So, anyway. Yeah,
good for you, man.
You're a good man, Tosh. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
Well, I'll do what I can.
Well, sometimes the first caller gets it, and then everybody else who's on hold is like, oh, rats. Oh.
Damn that Tosh.
So besides the million-plus people who are listening to you, you've got all these other people who are rooting against you because they're on hold behind you, okay?
Well, here's hoping I disappoint a lot of people.
Smooth.
Good.
Nice comeback.
The people on hold. Yeah, the people on hold. There we go.
10 seconds. We need 5 different streaming services. 5 streaming services. Ready and go.
Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat.
We're looking for like Netflix and Disney Plus.
Yeah, streaming services, not Hulu, social media.
Hulu,
so kind of like HBO, Netflix.
Prime.
Oh, see, I'm thinking where someone's streaming themselves. I totally
That's
failed.
All right.
Boy, that's embarrassing,
it.
Huh?
We may have accepted it, but you still only got 4.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Sorry, bud.
Back Thanks, to school
guys.
For you.
Yep. All right.
Listen.
Bye.
We enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for the time, and thank you for listening for a few years. We appreciate that very much.
Very nice.
See, now here's Amy. Here's one of the people who was rooting against Tosh. Am I right, Amy?
You are right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
I don't know that I'd have got that one right either on the spot, though.
See, I feel like that's one of our easiest ones today, but that's all right.
That might have been
it. That is a really easy one.
It's the pressure.
What do you do, Amy?
I own a body shop.
Okay. So you're one of those people who prays for hail.
And car crashes and ice.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's your business.
Listen, you don't have to pussyfoot around that. I mean, it's the truth. We talk about on the show there are some businesses that profit at other people's misery, and that's you.
Right, right. At this point, you don't have to pray for it. Enough people just don't know how to drive.
They just get out there and run into each other, huh?
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I got to tell you, there's a body shop that I have used a couple of times, and they were talking to me, and they said, hey, do you know so-and-so? And it was a person that I'm not real close friends with, but we know each other. In fact, we worked together many years ago. And they said, yeah, because they mentioned you when they came in. And I said, oh, and how is she doing? They go, well, she's interesting because she has her car in here no fewer than 6 times every year.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few of those. They're frequent.
Do you?
Flyers.
The frequent flyers, oh, yeah. My neighbor's like that.
6 times a year. If you're running into things 6 or more times a year, it might be time to just Uber.
Take the license away. My neighbor is like that. He was talking about his wife and how she really needs a new car, and she really wants a new car, but he said no because you're constantly running into things. I was like, really? Is it that bad? Blah, blah, blah. A week later, I walked out there, and he pointed over at her van, and there was a giant yellow stripe going down the side of it, and like she ran into a pole and just kept backing out.
Oh, yeah, the yellow concrete pillars.
Yeah, and she just scraped it all the way down. I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. She doesn't need a new car.
Let me ask you something, Amy. For these people who are 6 or 7 or 8 times a year, do you offer discounts, like a frequent flyer kind of thing?
A punch card?
You know, we don't. They wish we would, you know, like airline miles. But unfortunately, you know, it doesn't usually work out that way.
Your 6th wreck is free.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, bless your heart, Amy. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
10 seconds. You mentioned airline miles. In 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 airlines. 5 airlines. Ready? And...
Yep.
Go!
Frontier, Southwest, United, Delta, Spirit, Virgin, Hawaiian.
Jeez, Amy, is that all you got?
Did you just rattle off like 12 of them?
You used to fix airplanes, too?
So, I like to fly.
Well, you won, girl.
Like, as in a pilot?
No, she says she likes to fly.
Oh, I know, but I meant...
okay, I guess, as a pilot?
I like to fly. Yeah, you're a winner.
I still have a plane at this point as much as I fly.
Wow. Well, you're the champion today. Look at you. Smell
Yay,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Listen, hold
Thank
on.
You.
Josh is going to come back. He's going to visit with you about your prize, okay?
Super. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
well, you're very
Amy.
Welcome. Thanks for spending your mornings with us.
All right, a couple
Isn't
good people
Isn't that funny
there.
That she says the same thing, that she's got people who come in half a dozen or more times a year to get their car repaired?
How are they still driving, man?
What do you think their insurance rates are?
Exactly.
It's at that point you don't even report it to your insurance. If you're coming in 6 times a year,
you just roll
you're
in
not
like,
even telling
I'm back.